They were farmers, and he decided he'd go work his way over to New Zealand, right. And he worked over his way, and then he's going to stay.
So just be careful what you say, because I will tell you now, this young lady has come all the way from New Zealand. She's got going to hear, listen to what we're saying and record it on for her radio programme back in Featherstone.
Yeah, Featherstone.
In New Zealand itself. She's over here to meet her mum, I believe. See her mum.
That's right.
And thought that as she belongs to a community similar to ours back home, that she would like to get views from some of us here. So if you've no objection that Lucy comes and asks you and talks to you, that you'll say nice things, please, about the club, what lovely people we all are. And we've got Angie that's going to talk to us about it's remembering things, and I can't remember what the programme's called. Oh, yeah, Alzheimer's. So if you know, this is what we'll do. After in our tea break, there are one or two things that we need to just bring up and talk to you about. So if everybody's happy, I'll hand over to Angie. She's got
another form of dementia is dementia with Lewy bodies. I don't know if anybody's heard of Lewy body dementia. It's around 10% of cases of dementia, and it's to do with protein deposits found in nerve cells, and they disrupt the brain's normal functioning, interrupting the action of important chemical messages. People with Lewy bodies tend to present with Parkinsonian type symptoms. They get a tremor, they become expressionless, their spatial awareness isn't very good either, they have difficulty concentrating and planning ahead, but memory is less affected than the other types of dementia. They also have a shuffling gait when walking and muscle stiffness and changes in voice strength. Now, it used to be that people with Lewy bodies used to get misdiagnosed as having Parkinson's disease. And the medication used to be...
What's your name?
Forgotten.
I've got every symptom that she read out I've got.
Oh, I know, I was thinking. I can sometimes be aggressive and a bit erratic.
Gordon Lake.
Gordon Lake?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. And have you been coming to the centre often? You know, for
I'm the only founder member here.
Oh, are you really?
Actually, yeah.
So tell me about that. When did the...
Don't ask me questions. I've got... What's his name? Dementia of some sort.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No, I've a long time, about 10 or 15 years.
Right. So the community centre, that's when it was born, 15 years ago?
Oh, about that time, 15 years.
And were you in a group of friends? Or?
No, we started the whole community centre.
Right.
This is just a club within the centre.
Oh, I see. Got
the centre is... that pays for the this club just pays rent to be here, but there is a community centre much bigger,
right,
which pays the rent and insurance and heat and all that.
And so does this, and you're on the board of the centre?
Well, I've given up everything right now.
But does the centre own its own building?
Together with the church.
Right, I see. So you're in the church.
This has been belongs to the church, I think.
Got it.
But we've virtually got sole control of it.
Right. Mm. Well, that's great. And what made you start the centre, the community centre in the first place?
Well, I came into this district to live, and things were happening. I just joined in everything that was going. And anyway, I'm not a New Zealander, but I know it quite well. My daughter's a New Zealander.
Oh, right. Where is she based?
Well, she lives in Portland, actually. But I had her when I was living out there. So I was with the New Zealand Navy for a long while.
Oh, were you? Goodness me.
At Devonport. What's it called? Auckland.
Yep.
Takapuna.
Wow.
All that sort of thing.
When would that be? What kind of...
1958, probably.
For how long?
I was there two and a half years.
Wow. And so you had your daughter over there, and then you all came back here too?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you like New Zealand?
Oh, yes. Loved it, yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, I wish I'd gone back.
So were you in the Navy in England as well, or just in New Zealand?
No, I was in the English Navy, and I went out on loan to help you out.
Oh, what did we need help with at that time?
Well, your people needed more training, right, which you can only get in this country. So yeah, when they came here, they sent out people to take our place in New Zealand so that they could come here and get training with a bigger navy, really.
Got it. Right.
A more technical navy. Quite good it was. Do you know Auckland?
No, I don't really. I've been to visit, but it's a bit big for me. I prefer Wellington. Have you ever been to Wellington?
Only to catch a boat back.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city.
I was out there when they were building the bridge.
Oh, what, in Auckland?
Yes. I was actually there when they floated the last bit out. Right. And raised it up. They floated it, the last bit, on a barge.
Yep.
And raised it up.
You saw all that go on? Mm,
I think I did. But having got this, I can't remember.
No. Tell me your role here, Bill.
I'm Vice Chairman.
Vice Chairman.
What we do is, the centre's open between 10 and 12 every day.
Right.
And we have volunteers come in.
Yep.
And I volunteer on a Friday, but I also do edit the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Open up for parties.
Yep.
Children's parties.
Oh, okay, so you have that kind of thing going on as well.
People
can hire the centre on a one-off. Right, got it.
Yes. And just generally sort of pop in and whenever required.
And it's very welcoming. I mean, I'm looking at, you've got your bookshelves and they're for sale, and it's a nice open kind of foyer that you've got, and a couple of public computer terminals.
Well, yes, yeah. We've got internet access, which we open to the public. They can come in and have free internet access.
And how do you manage the pace? Have you got a board of...
Well, we just got a committee.
Right.
And we are self-financing. We do get some financing from outside sources.
Yep.
But these days it's difficult to get financing.
Yeah.
So we try and do our own self-financing.
Right.
We've got an upstairs section, you see.
Oh, okay, right. It's a big
same
building,
size.
Yep.
Upstairs, and we rent that out to alcohol and drug dependency rehabilitation program during the day.
Yep.
And on the weekend, Dorset Users, which is again is a similar organisation for ex-alcoholics and drug users. And we've got table tennis up there, we've got a pool table, we've got a full-size snooker table, a quiet room.
Yep.
They've got internet access, and they just use it as a meeting centre, really.
Yep.
So we charge them.
Yep.
And then each group, like the over 50s, when they come in, they get charged £2.
Right.
And that goes into our coffers.
Got it.
And so we keep using all these different clubs, paying a small fee, we just keep going and financing it ourselves. We're not affiliated to any political parties, to any religious. So everybody is welcome to use it.
Yep.
And I say we open it up for them. About 750 houses in the park area.
Yeah.
And we open it up to anybody and everybody.
Yeah, because I remember from when I lived here, it's a very vibrant area. And it's quite densely populated, isn't it?
It is,
it's one
very.
One of the more densely populated areas.
Yeah,
really.
It's also one of the poorer areas, shall we say.
Yeah.
But we do get quite a variety of people coming here.
Yeah.
And because we open it up on a weekend, Saturday, to children's party, like this Saturday, we're opening it up to Let's Make It, which is a group of locals who were making things for the stall to sell on the Esplanade.
Oh, okay.
And so we open it up to anybody who wants to use it.
Yeah. And have you found that over the years you've had kind of peaks and troughs in terms of the use of the centre and your funding? Because one of the things we find with our centre, we're not owned by the council, the community owns our centre. But we do find, financing a struggle. And I just wondered what your kind of experience of that has been.
Well, we are... Just recently, we've been very lucky. The co-op has given us some funding, but that's for the youth club, because every Tuesday we have a youth club upstairs.
Yeah.
And
so has the lottery grant for the youth club.
Oh, brilliant. Right. Yeah.
So, but funding is a problem.
Yeah.
We are, as I say, self-financing. We are not broke by any means. But we are we're not really struggling either, are we? We seem to be self-financed. We seem to be
coping at the moment.
That's that's
just because, like I said, we've got enough activities to keep us going during the day, and our regular renting of the upstairs hall.
Yep.
You know, we've got a steady sort of income and a steady takeover.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing really with this, like I said, if we had car parking, we could have so much more activities going on here in the evenings, even though, I must admit, most evening now, there is something on apart from, let's say, a Friday evening, and, Sunday evening, because we'll have sort of church first and third Sunday, just early evening. But like I said, after that, and of course, Saturdays, once a month, we'll have a quiz, which, if you don't get here early enough, you don't get a seat.
Wow, we're so now it's that popular?
We are now on sort of, you know, if you don't get here, you know, we can only take about 60 with the tables, otherwise you're going to be sat out in the road. You know, so, you know, the word's got round, the quizzes are good.
Yeah.
Because we have a wonderful sort of refreshments afterwards. You know, people bring sort of plate of food and whatever. And, you know, and... You know, it started off with just small sandwiches, and now it seemed to be a banquet.
Yeah, wonderful. So, that's great, isn't it?
Yes, you know, we have a good regular crowd that come to the quizzes.
Yeah. And do the quiz people pay it like an entrance fee? Or
They're charged £3.
Right.
And from that, you get a first and a booby prize, don't you?
Right.
Well, first and second, and then a sort of a booby prize, which is sort of you put the names in the hat, and then pick out the one out of the boobies who gets sort of small prize.
Right.
And that also includes refreshments.
Yeah.
Cakes, sandwiches.
Fabulous.
What have you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, John is a master chef.
They do like my quiche, yeah.
So, John, how long have you been involved in this?
Oh, I've been chairman officially 2 years, but like I said, I suppose it's been two, hang on. Well, I suppose it's about 2.5, because I sort of took over and worked alongside Ken in the June,
right,
and took over in the January, so like it's about 2.5 years as chairman.
Right, okay.
I did do treasurer for a while, a long time ago.
Does it take, I mean, it feels like a very busy place, and you are very busy. Does it take a lot of your time as volunteers to keep this going? Do you find you're doing something?
Yes. Yes, I could bring my bed up here and live here if I wanted to.
I had a feeling. You seem very comfortable in your chair.
Yes, it does take a lot of hours to sort things out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
24th of August. Do you think, Cynthia, that since you've been involved, has it gone from strength to strength?
Yes, it has. And the hall certainly has, because the hall wasn't open to begin with, was it, until Richard Suffern came, and the young curate.
Right.
And he decided to make this a project.
Right.
And he opened and cleaned it and sorted, got it used. And basically, the church used it. And then we had a little office up the road before, and that we lost that. We now rent this, I expect they've told you that we rent it from the church.
Yes, that's right.
But in this last 5-6 years, Bill, it's really gone everything. I mean, you've got a job now to fit anybody in. Somebody rang up the other day and they wanted a Monday evening. Sorry, we've got line dancing.
Wow.
Can they so-and-so? Oh, it's definite. Sorry, we've got such-and-such.
What a wonderful position
and
it is
nice. And we've got some nice people that use the hall and they all seem to appreciate it. So
what next do you think for the centre? Have you got any big plans over the next few years or...?
Just keep going.
Keep
survive.
Going.
Like I said, if we could find some grant-making people that could give us the money for a little grant, you know, that would be great.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just basically
keep going. Yeah, doing what you're doing.
Hopefully
it's clearly
expand
working.
Some of our activities.
And your newsletter, do you people pay for advertising in there? Is that another way of getting income?
Yeah. Right. Well, all it does is to cover the cost, really, of our printing.
Yeah.
It costs us about £100 every 2 months.
Right.
And we have 1,000 of those printed.
Right, and you dish them out?
And we deliver them all around the area.
Yeah, we have one local volunteer who goes randomly, don't mind delivering, and, you know, it does a damn good job.
Yeah.
Oh, look out.
Is that Dave or Tony?
Tony. The local police.
Oh, really? Oh, fabulous.
He's what they call a police
community support officer.
Oh, great. Is he going to come in?
Yes.
Good.
He probably wants to buy a drink from us.
Oh, lovely.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, all.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right.
This is Tommy, who's our...
Hello, Tony.
Hello. This is Lucy from New
Lucy,
Zealand.
Pleased to meet you, madam.
Hi.
Excuse the glove.
No worries. They're very nice gloves. I produce a radio programme back in New Zealand.
All right.
I do a couple, but the one I'm here for today is our community centre radio programme.
Yep.
So because I'm here on holiday, I thought, well, I'm going to come to another community centre.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so what do you do? What's your job, Dayglo man?
I'm what they call a police community support officer. I'm not a police officer.
Right.
I don't have the powers of a police officer.
All right.
I do the lower level of jobs that a police officer performs, like the antisocial behaviour.
Got it.
Neighbour disputes, parking problems, all
right.
sorts, you know what I mean?
And you're a visible presence.
In general, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
High vis, they call it.
Yeah, there you are.
Couldn't be any more high vis than
No, you couldn't. So you clearly know this is your patch, is it? The park
this is
area?
Part of the patch,
right.
The park district and the town centre.
Right.
It's quite big.
You and some others or just you?
Oh yeah. There's actually four police officers now. There were only two, but there's four.
Right.
And three-piece police community support officers like myself.
Right.
So there's seven of us really. Yeah.
And you pop in here on a regular basis?
Yeah. When we can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We used to have a surgery. I still come in for the surgery.
Yeah.
But officially it stopped, which we do an hour was every week, you know, on a Thursday. So people who couldn't get to the station or couldn't get to one of the meetings could come in and say, look, I've got this sort of problem. You know what
I see. So
And it works quite well.
Yeah.
Not too busy on that sort of meeting, but at least people know it's there.
Yeah, that's
you know, and if they've got a problem, they know who to contact.
And you'd hold the meeting here? In the centre?
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. Have you been busy today?
Not really.
Well, that's good.
I think the heat, the sun,
yeah,
is keeping everybody calm. But let's wait for tonight. You know.
Yeah, that's it. People do silly things around water in the heat.
Yeah,
don't
absolutely.
They can't help
yeah.
it.
I mean, the Esplanade is a big problem to us.
Yeah.
With the drinkers and you know.
Is it actually legal to drink on the Esplanade?
No, it's not.
No,
it's illegal.
No.
In fact, there's not many streets in Weymouth you can drink.
Right.
You know, there's especially the Park District and the town.
Yeah.
And the Esplanade, there's virtually no drinking at all.
No.
You know, people abuse it. You know.
Yeah. What are you able to do if you spot somebody?
Well, I can confiscate drink.
Got it. Yep.
Opened or unopened. You
right.
know, no, that's not a problem.
Got it.
What
did you do before you became a community?
I was in the army for 38 years.
Right. Wow, that's a long old stretch.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'd do it again.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What were you in a specific area of the army? Or?
I was a gunner. I was in the Royal Artillery.
Wow.
You know.
So you've been to some places?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh.
Most of my friends did.
Range.
Places like Hong Kong, because they had a light, small gun.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we had something called the M107, 175mm, 148-pound shell.
Blimey.
And of course, there wasn't many places it could go.
No.
Apart from Germany, and
oh,
that's where
I
we
see.
Stayed most of the time.
Right.
but that's going back a bit.
Yeah. And are you from round here originally?
No, Nottingham.
No, Nottingham. I was trying to place the accent. I love the accent.
I did, I've lost it. I did 12 years in the Army School recruiting.
Right.
Basically, I did 22 years normal combat service. Mm-hmm. And then I went on what they call the long service list.
Right.
And it's supposed to be for 15 years. And they employ ex-warrant officers or that rank for continuity. And one of the jobs was recruiting officers around the country, you know.
Yeah.
And so I did 2 years in Wakefield, and then they decided to open an office out in BOR, as it was called then in Germany, you know, the old British Army of the Rhine.
Right.
And I was selected to go and open and run that.
Mm.
And that was very busy for 3 years.
Yeah.
And then the last 12 years I spent in Bovington, just up the road.
Did you?
At the Army School recruiting.
Got
so
it.
it was a nice place, and I thought... Oh,
yeah.
Settle, you know.
It is lovely here, isn't it?
It is
especially
nice.
When the sun's shining.
True.
Oh, just
you must have brought it with you.
Do you work every day doing this? And
no.
No.
I do a 4-day week, which I'm on now.
Right.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Then two rest days, and then 6-day week.
Right.
Two rest days, 4-day week. So it's 6 and 4 days,
Blimey.
You know. Don't work Sundays.
And it's not a volunteer position, is it?
No, it's a paid position. I won't volunteer to do this.
No, I was going to say.
Fish.
It's paid. Yeah. Oh, I'll volunteer then.
Yeah. It has its moments, you know, obviously.
Yeah. And do you find, are the people that the police recruit for your job, do they tend to come from similar backgrounds to you? Or what's
No. All over the place. Different. Yeah. There's police officers that couldn't get on. Finished the training,
right.
and you know, went out to police officers,
yep.
and thought this is not for me,
right.
and came down and did PCSOs. You know, we've got
it, yeah.
We've got a school teacher, ex-school teacher. We've got an ex-manager from a Japanese firm,
wow.
Honda, I think. There's all from all walks of life. You know.
So, what are their kind of recruiting criteria? What do you need to do your job? Infinite patience.
yeah. You've got to be a fairly good communicator.
Yeah.
You don't need any education qualification.
Right.
But the... bear with me. No. Where was I? Yeah. The actual... When I joined, this is 8 years ago, it had just started.
Yeah.
And so it was in its infancy.
Mm.
Now, you still don't need any educational qualifications. Although the entrance procedure, that's the application form and the assessment, is a lot harder.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
In fact, I was quite amazed by the application form. It took me nearly 2 weeks to do it all. Because you have to evidence everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or what you've done and relate it to, you know, I'm thinking. You just have to be a little outgoing.
Yeah.
Able to talk, you know what I mean?
Mm.
You've got to be able to be to understand basically what's going on law-wise, because you work with police officers quite often. You know
that's
what I mean.
And you need to interpret for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
The situation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't remember. I mean, I do kind of remember actually when your role was brought in.
All right.
I think
you used to call them Blunkett Poppies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Plastic pigs.
So
be arrested for that. So section 5. Although I can't
friendly.
Do it. Yeah.
You haven't got the part.
No, I haven't.
Go and get Mike.
I can detain you.
You've got that radio. It looks pretty, look like. Could do the business. Have you found that you've become, were you not very accepted as a position back then, and it's become...
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm. Not only by the public, but by police officers as well, because they thought originally, and some still initially, and some still do, that they're trying to create a two-tier police force, what I mean? That was the problem.
Yeah.
But I have to say, here in Weymouth, we was accepted almost from day one.
Right.
And there's only one or two people about that think we shouldn't be here.
Right,
I mean?
Yeah.
But the majority of police officers now realise the amount of work that we do and take off them.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So this job, they couldn't get rid of us at the moment.
No.
Because there's nobody to do it. A police officer couldn't do it because he just doesn't have the time. You know what I mean? They're going job to job. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you also find that your role gives a sense... Because one of the complaints of the police is that, they never come on... You know, they never come when you call them and they're too busy.
Yeah.
But you give people a sense that something is being done, that you're...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, now, it didn't used to be, but over the last 12 months, every job that comes in... PCSO, that's another something else that we've picked up, has to contact the victim.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's either face-to-face or it's a phone call or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we have to contact every victim.
Yeah.
It was offender as well, but that
right.
sort of dropped out.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But, they have, the public have a lot more contact with us now than they used to do. But, I mean, it initially started out as trying to get a bobby back onto the beat.
Yeah.
As you say, the high visibility thing, you know what I mean? And it worked quite well.
Yeah.
People were sort of satisfied, you know.
I bet you know all the faces in town.
No, I don't, actually. Well, faces I'm not too bad at. Names, I keep this job, I don't know. Somebody will say to me, we're looking for so-and-so. Not a problem. I'll have to go on the computer, put the name and have a look who it is, you know. It's terrible at naming. Always have been.
Oh.
But we'll get there.
Well, maybe I just said to Bill, we ought to see if between the two communities, we could sort of perhaps...
Definitely, that'd be wonderful.
Make a link.
We would love that, absolutely, yeah.
We can talk about that.
Absolutely.
Can't we?
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah?
No?
It's only more work for us, Cynthia. Oh, thank you.
Oh, well. We should start an exchange trip. I've got a couple of spare bedrooms.
I've got cousins that live in New Zealand.
That's a community centre exchange trip. I like the sound
we
of it.
We ought to do that.
Yeah,
no,
write it
no
down.
Don't put it down on a committee because we're not funding a trip to New Zealand for you.
Nobody's asking you to, you miserable devil.
Cynthia did.
No, we can put in a lottery grant for it, Cynthia.
Intercommunications, that's good.
We could have a raffle.
Well, get funded from Age Concern.
Yeah, poor decrepit old people are Alzheimer's before we get locked up.